This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And daylight has arisen here on the Alabama Gulf Coast, and it looks like a good weekend for fishing. If you're headed out there, we got some more reports coming up for you. Also, your text messages are welcome in here to the studio. We got a couple of them coming in. This one says, it sounds like the Menhaden fishing industry has bought and paid for the Louisiana legislature's good graces. The Steel Man, checking in from Covington, he is heading for the Wrigley's to look for some redfish. Been a while since he's been there. Hope you find them. I hope you do find them, Steel Man. Thanks for tuning us in. And here's one that says, they treat red snapper like an endangered species. I think you can follow the money when it comes to the pogies. Redfish, croaker, and everything else comes second to money. And that's Tony and Biloxi. They've already closed the Mississippi snapper season. What a shame. We've got a ways to go here in Louisiana and also Alabama. Here's another text. The pogie industry has the best legislature money can buy. I see some good faith effort. Yeah, you know, there's three companies. A couple of them, the money is actually owned out of the country, but there's some local jobs that it creates and some industry. I had a chance to meet Francois Cattell, who is West Bank Fishing, who is one of the American companies, and I see an effort on his part to try to stay within the limits. And, you know, unlike the other states, which is totally banned it, yeah, we could do that in Louisiana, but I think there's a place for it, but it's got to be done responsibly. And I don't think you can totally leave it up to them. I think there should maybe be some monitoring on some people on the boats, like they did on this study, to watch the techniques and get accurate data and information to make sure that they're not overstepping their bounds and having a detrimental impact to the recreational fishery and also to the seafood industry on many, many other species. I suggest if you're interested, check out that presentation. There's some interesting data that was acquired, and you can find it by simply going to Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries website, and you'll see it right there. All right, we got some good tidal rains this weekend, 2.0 on the tide range. That is a big tide. I had some good reports from the eastern part of the state over there at Shell Beach, Robbie Campbell. Of course, the fish are gone deeper. The hotter the water temperatures get, the deeper those fish go. They like to seek a comfort level. So even over on Grand Isle, early in the morning, you can find them on the beaches, according to Darrell. But boy, then it kind of shuts down, and you got to head for some deeper areas and fish deeper. Get rid of the short popping corks and use either a sliding cork or maybe some of those Carolina rigs and bottom rigs. All right, we're going to take this quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to our Born on the Bayou buddy. His name is Captain Mike Gallo. Have boat, will travel. We'll find out where he's fishing this morning and maybe give you some advice to put a few in your ice chest. We're back with Captain Mike right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Radio Network. And our Born on the Bayou Fishing Report with one Captain Mike Gallo is a presentation of Sea Tow. You know them, those yellow boats always on the rescue, taking care of people who have problems on the water. You can become a member for $249 per year, and it's renewable each and every year, and that is dirt cheap if you compare what the cost would be if you don't have that policy and you need to get towed back to safety. They also do things like bring you fuel, jumpstart you if you got electrical problems, whatever it takes to get you back. Call Captain Chris, great guy, 504-301-4545, or simply go to seatow.com and get signed up. Captain Mike joins us now, and Mike, I'm looking at the radar out there. Your area looks pretty good right now. What's your plan for today?
I tell you, Don, it's been a pretty good week. My plans today, we're going to head to the outer edges of the Biloxi Marsh. That's where the most consistent bite has been. With this really big tide, we'll be able to fish current lines as they sweep along points. You'll be able to see those current lines popping corks, you know, the full horseman style cork with various plastics or live shrimp below them is going to be what we do first part of the morning. As the day heats up, we'll move into deeper water and see if we can catch even more out there, unless we get lucky and catch our limit prior to the heat. Then we'll change gears altogether and see if we can find a triple tail.
How about redfish on the menu?
I've purposely tried to stay away from redfish. A lot of my customers will say, Cap, whatever bites best, that's what we want to catch. So if I have the opportunity, I've been targeting trout more so than redfish. They still haven't come back with the numbers that I'm comfortable with. We can catch them. It takes some work. It's a bit of grinding. It seems one day when I do make a trip for them, one day I may hit them and have my limit by 9 o'clock, and the next day I may be out there till 1 o'clock. Just grinding it out, catching one here and one there. But they are coming back. I am seeing some smaller ones, catching them in the 8 to 12-inch range. So I know there's a class out there still yet to grow up and become harvestable size. It's just going to take a while. They don't grow overnight. And I'm trying to do my part if I can and not take as many out the system as we have in years past.
Good conservation practice. Mike, you know, yesterday evening, kind of late in the evening, I crossed over the I-10 twin span, and boy, the water was really laid down, looked kind of nice, tide running. Didn't see a single boat. Is it worth going over there to those bridges? What are you hearing?
I've heard some sporadic catches around the bridges as well as Lake Bourne. But for me, the more consistent bite has been in that saltier water going toward the eastern edge of the Biloxi or Louisiana marsh. And I'll tell you, you'll know when you're in the salty water, or I should say salty enough water, when you start to see jellyfish. And it doesn't matter which type of jellyfish you see. You can see those big ones with the long tentacles, or you can just see the small ones that are kind of clear. But they will definitely be in water that's salty enough for the speckled trout while they're spawning, and trout are spawning at this time of the year, and they seek out a certain amount of salinity to have a successful spawn. And you'll need to be in water that's salty enough to catch trout if you're looking for trout this time of year.
Good advice. Mike, you mentioned triple tail, and on your trips, that's kind of like an after-dinner dessert when you're headed back to be able to pick one or two up. Have you been successful in finding any triple tail?
I've seen five so far this year, caught two, and one was a keeper. So we're seeing more. I've heard of some other boats seeing them. I know those guys out in Mississippi really target them, and I've heard that they've been catching a few as well. So it does seem to be a better year for triple tail than we've had in the last few. It's just a matter of finding them, seeing them, and being able to turn around and catch them.
Mike, on these hot summer days, you know, it's good to get some type of a light meal. And one of my friends contacted me about that fish recipe that you told me about, and I kind of named it Fish 320. It's very simple, very easy. Why don't you go over that again? Because I'm sure a lot of people want to take advantage of that, and it's really unknown, but there's no easier way, I don't think, to cook fish.
It's a very simple recipe. I sort of stumbled on it myself. But you get two paper plates. And you get your fish fillets, either white trout, speckled trout, whatever fish you want to cook. Season them however you like, some sliced butter, some little pats of butter. Season them however you like. Put the two paper plates in the microwave, one plate on top of the other. And about 3 minutes and 20 seconds, they'll sort of steam between the two plates. Very simple. Eat your meal. Plates go in the garbage can. Done.
Really, that's nothing easy, and it's so good. And you know that butter has tendency sometimes to kind of char up a little bit on the outer surface of the fillet. Man, what a great simple recipe that is. Anyway, there it is, and you could probably do it with almost any light flaky fish, even some coarser fish too.
I've done them. I've cooked all the different species that we catch in our area, and the one I like the least is redfish. So it's probably because I'm used to eating the redfish on the half shell or blackened. But all the other species that we catch, I like them really good in the microwave, especially the freshwater catfish, you know, fresh trout, hard to beat. Even when you catch croakers that are sizable enough to put in the, and get a fillet off of them, put those in the microwave. And it's simple. It's something I may do for some of my customers if the conversation comes up while we're on the boat, because it's so quick and easy. I can do that for them, show them how to do it, and then once you've seen it, it's easy to do for yourself whenever you want.
Yeah, one of the best parts is no cleanup. Just throw the paper plate away and you're done. Mike, always good to talk with you. Thank you for the report. People can find more information about you by linking to them from my website to yours at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. You're at AAofLA.com. Got nothing to do with drinking. Give them that phone number.
You can find me on the phone number as well, and that number is 985-781-7811.
All right. Good luck today to you and your crew, and keep that eye out for some of those pop-up storms a little bit later on.
All righty, Don. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, there he goes, Captain Mike Gallo. Coming up next, it's a paddler's report. If you like to get in the kayak, and so many of you do, we got a special report for you. Captain Eric Mohabarak of the Louisiana Kayak Company joins us next here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
And our stroker/paddler/peddler report is a presentation of the great folks over at No Wake Outfitters. You're going to find them in Metairie, right there on Airline Drive, 1926. It's your local fly shop specialist, but so much more. Got all the latest fishing tackle that works in the local area. Sharp-looking apparel, paddle sports equipment, got kayaks, do some demos. Ask them about their fly tying and fly fishing classes for all levels of experience. They'll open up today at 10 a.m. Stop by and see Justin at No Wake Outfitters, Airline Drive in Metairie. Eric joins us now, and Eric, boy, big news for kayakers, not so much for bay boaters, but the jacks are in the lake. Is that right? Tell me about it.
Yeah, they picked one up off the lakefront the other day, so you'll start seeing them out there busting up and everything on the mullets and the pogies and whatever else they eat over there. It's always fun to catch them in a kayak. It's a fish that's usually caught and released. Some people do eat them. In fact, in other countries, a lot of people eat them. It's just looked down upon right here. I've tried it. It's not one of my favorites.
Well, I've actually got a recipe called Jackalax, and I fed it to some mostly sober members at a CCA meeting, and they kind of enjoyed it, but I don't know whether it was because of the alcohol or they actually did enjoy it. But compare the sleigh ride that you get from a redfish, a bull redfish, to a big jack crevalle.
Well, they refer to the Jack Crivel as the pit bull of the golf. It's a much stronger fight, a lot further runs. Fish turn sideways constantly to make it hard to battle. Poor man's yellowfin tuna is also another. If you've ever caught a yellowfin, it can be close to that. I'm not going to say it's a full on yellowfin fight, but it's the best you'll get to it.
Yeah, I think if you hooked them up tail to tail with the bull red, I think the Jack would win hands down.
Yeah, I think so, too. It's definitely something to do.
Give me some other reports. The flounder over there on the Mississippi coast, still active.
Don, they killing the flounder over there. I don't know why they got so many flounder over there, but they got flounder coming out the yin-yang, man. It's unbelievable the amount of flounder that's coming out of there. I mean, all of the reports, not only my friends who fish over that way, it's just unbelievable. I'm upset I haven't made a trip over there yet this year. This summer, well, they hadn't stopped. I mean, it's been a year-round thing. Some, like during the summer's better right now than it's been the last few months, but it's just unbelievable. Also, Don, they've been picking up on a few triple tail. They actually caught one in the back bay that I read about. Not that I know of out of the kayak. And speaking of triple tail, that was a question I had about the pogey boats. I'm not a biologist, and I'm not against commercial fishing, and I'm all for everybody doing their own thing. I'd like to say that first. But is this affecting the migration of the triple tail along our coast with the pogey boats is a question.
I'm sure there are some that are caught as bycatch, but it was not one of the fish I saw listed as was done by the study.
Yeah, that's what I've seen, too. But, I mean, I'm sure they have to be catching those also in there, and that might be something to look into also. But anyway, so, so that's a whole other thing, and hopefully it all works out good for everybody and can meet in the middle somewhere, and everybody can be happy is the way I'm looking at it.
You know, Eric, a lot of people can head this way over to the Alabama and Florida coast because it's such a short distance to get into blue water species, and also tarpon right now.
Yes, sir. They're starting to pop the tarpon right off of Pensacola. And you said you were in Alabama this morning. I'm pretty sure they'll be swimming right by there too. To head this way, head west like they do every year. So that's accessible to kayak fishermen off the Pensacola beach right there. Just launch at the launch they have there by the pier and go out. And I like to go up current because I like to come down current when I come home. It seems to work best for me. It seems as if the time I did go catch one, it seems as if they're heading towards you coming with the current. So that kind of, I don't know if I'm doing the right thing or not. It worked once, I can say that. And hopefully it'll work for someone else.
Yeah, the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, they got a CPR, which is Catch Photo Release Tournament, going on today called the Parishes. How does that work?
Yeah, well, it's a month-long tournament for Plaquemines. They're doing like Chalmette, Plaquemines, Terrebonne, Jefferson, and they run it a month long. And I think the way it works is first, second, and third out of each month go to a final, and then you win something every time you place. And then I believe you go to a final, and then those 12 people or 9 people, whatever it is, meet at the end, and then they do a first, second, third for that too. It is Catch Photo and Release. Motors are allowed. So it's the, and I also believe it's the longest length wins.
What species is it?
Redfish, speckled trout, flounder. Slam tournament.
Eric, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, you're one of the very few charter companies for kayakers. You provide everything that's necessary. I strongly suggest people who are thinking about buying a kayak and not sure they'd be into it, take a trip with you and they'll find out all about it. How do they reach you?
Yeah, it's real easy. On your website, Don Dubuque, the Outdoors Guy, or Facebook, or Instagram, the Louisiana Kayak Company. Real easy. Or just text me or call me, 504-313-8292.
All right. Sounds good, Captain Quint. We'll see you next week.
All right, Don. You have a great weekend, man. All right.
All right. There he goes, the winner of the Captain Quint of the movie Jaws lookalike. He looks more like Captain Quint than Quint does. All right, we come back after this. We got the bad boy feature. Yeah, Operation Drywater. I made this prediction last week, and I knew it would come true, and sure did. We'll be back to talk about it right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Coming up in just a little while, we're going to talk to Captain Ryan Lambert. I'm going to cover with him what went on at the Wildlife and Fishery Commission meeting with regard to making recommendations to the commission on seasons. When they do this, it's for a five-year period. You can't change it. You're going to have to live with it. We've been living with this one. This year will be the fifth out of the five, and then in 2026 to 2030, there'll be some new zones and splits, and I'll tell you about the survey results that they sent out to you hunters. It was a very, very low response rate. We'll talk about that and some of the preferences and some things that the duck hunters in Louisiana are opposed to. But first, we're going to take a quick station identification pause and come back with our bad boy feature right after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. You may recall, if you were tuned in last week, I have accurately predicted that Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries enforcement agents would be pretty busy during the 4th of July through the 6th holiday period. They were participating in the National Association of State Boating Law Administrators' Operation Drywater campaign. They arrested 19 boaters statewide for alleged driving or operating a vessel while intoxicated. In addition to the DWI arrest, the department agents also worked and investigated 7 non-fatal boating crash incidents during the same period, with DWI allegedly being involved in 2 of those cases. Now, first offense DWI in Louisiana carries a $300 to $1,000 fine and up to 6 months in jail. Hit and run without fatalities or serious injuries, that carries up to a $500 fine and 10 days to 6 months in jail. Reckless operation of a vessel could bring a $200 fine and 90 days in jail. Additionally, and a lot of impaired boaters discover this the hard way, that anyone cited for DWI on the water or on the road will lose his or her driver's license and boating privileges for a specified time ordered by the judge. In other words, if you get a DWI operating a boat, you could lose your driver's license, and that could be pretty serious. Also, each offense of operating a vehicle or a vessel while intoxicated counts toward the total number of DWI crimes, whether it happened on the water or on the road, for our 19 bad boy of the outdoor boaters. Yeah, I got to tell you, that alcohol and water does not mix. If you're going to be out there drinking on the water, make sure you have a designated driver. All right, the Waterfowl Hunter Survey was sent out to 66,651 hunters in Louisiana. Of that, 11,636 either did not hunt during the season or they were non-residents. So the total comments, the responses to the surveys that came in and were usable, 8,952. Can you believe that? The future, the fate of the waterfowl seasons, the splits, the regulations, the zones will be determined by less than 9,000 people when it could have been almost 55,000. So many of you got that survey in the email and you just deleted it, blew it off. Well, congratulations to the 9,000 of us who did participate. And some of the responses, I think the thing that stood out the most was the overwhelming dissatisfaction with Louisiana duck hunting. It was across the board, all the different zones. It was broken down by zones, and every part of Louisiana duck hunters were overwhelmingly dissatisfied. I'll tell you about some of the support that was there. We're going to talk to Captain Ryan about this. He makes his living partially duck hunting, and we'll talk to that. Some of the things that they opposed on that survey, there was an effort, there's been an effort in some states to prohibit the use of spinning wing decoys, those motorized decoys. Louisiana hunters are strictly opposed to the prohibition. In other words, they want to use them. Also, the whistling duck expansion, there was overwhelmingly support to expand the whistling duck season into the teal season. Right now you can shoot those But they're here right now. In fact, I've got two of them that are raising three ducklings in my pond. It's very interesting. In this species, it's both the male and the female that protect the young little ducklings while they're swimming around. And I've been having fun watching them. But, yeah, that was one of the things they want. And also, they would like to see – they're opposed to state closing down on public areas – waterfowl hunting at noon. They'd like to see afternoon hunting. Those were some of the strong oppositions that the survey showed. But I'll tell you what the overwhelming choices were for the way that the season would be set up as far as splits and zones, and we'll see if you like it. But it's too late to do anything about it now because you should have responded and hope you had. When you get these, and I warn you to look for them, please participate in these because this is what the biologists base their recommendations to the commissioners, and then the commissioners make it law. All right, coming back with Captain Ryan Lambert right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Well, we call him Plastic Man during the fishing season because he fishes with plastic, but during the hunting season, we call him the Man of Steel, throwing that steel shot at the ducks. And he joins us now. And, Ryan, I wanted to chat with you about this waterfowl hunter survey results, the presentation made at the commission, and I know you've been strongly in favor of going with a coastal zone, and that was one of the options that were given to these respondents. I got one of the texters that said, in Louisiana, we probably got 40,000 duck hunters who don't do email. Well, that may or may not be true, but they did send out emails to people who had emails. There were 66,000 of them, and of that, only about 8,900 comments were usable. And what it looks like, given all the choices on splits and zones, looks like we're going to go back with the same old, same old. It was pretty obvious that that's the suggestion they gave to the commission, and the commission has not enacted on it yet. They've still got some time to do it. But basically, they didn't ask any questions. There was five of them. Two of them didn't even show up. So I think we're in for five more years of what we've had, which is that crazy east-west zone, which, you know, puts Shreveport and Venice in the same zone.
I didn't get an email myself, and Lord knows I looked for it.
You didn't get one, a survey. Yeah, I guess they do it at random. They send so many out, and then, you know, it's how they do statistics. They take so many and then extrapolate it and say, well, that's a solid survey with a plus or minus margin of error on them.
Give me one good reason why there's an east and west.
One good I can't.
There is no reason to have an east and west zone. North-south, there's a big reason. It's called tide. You know, so they already have a north and south zone. There's absolutely no reason for east and west. There's no logical explanation to why you want to divide the state down the middle, up and down, when the only variable that is different is the tide. It makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, no, as a lot of people that did not agree with us and didn't think that that was necessary, so I think we're going to probably see the same amount of zones and the same amount of splits for the next 6 years, including this
one. You know why? Because they don't hunt in tide. If you hunt in tide, you'd agree with us.
Yeah, well, where were those people? Why didn't they voice their opinions? You know, people are just so lackadaisical. They complain about things, but when it comes down to taking action to where their voice is going to be heard, I mean, they've sent – and this was a – I don't know, it was probably a 5- or 6-page survey. There was a lot of questions about whether you like Saturday openings. Do you like a later or early teal season? Do you want early Canada goose season? Do you want 74 and 3 for specs, or do you want the fewer limit and more days? And, you know, a lot of questions to be answered, and unfortunately a lot of people didn't respond to it.
Well, if you gave it to everybody north of I-10, well, they don't care. They have no care whatsoever. They think, okay, if we do east and west, we can go back and forth across the state with the two seasons right there next door to one another. Versus if you have a north and south, now you have a reason, because you cannot hunt in January. This January coming, I've got 5 days booked because I can't hunt any other days. I can't take customers out where there's no water. And there's not going to be any ducks because there's no water. They're all going to be sitting out on the bay. And this is going on for years and years and years. And year before last, I had it to where they changed it a little bit, and then they went right back to it because the guys in the north. Well, I had people from –
I was just going to say, and it's not just a Ryan Lambert and his customers problem. It's everybody who hunts coastal area. You know?
It's actually a dangerous situation because, they got what I call pilgrims, just everyday guys that go out there and renegade and they really don't understand, younger fellas, they don't understand the tides and all that. And you get a big negative, you get stuck out there and a storm come in like we had last year. And the wildlife fishery had to rescue people last year. It's a bad situation. You could die very easily out there. So, it's common sense and it's a real reason to do it. And instead, we're going to take some survey and we're not going to do the right thing again because the people in the north that are not affected by this, why would they care? It's like coastal erosion. They don't care about that.
Well, it's not too late because they're still open for comments, and if enough people would come up and make that argument and make it to where they could plainly understand why there's a big difference, I'd like to see it maybe follow Highway 90 across the state, if not at least I-10, I-12 like the Dove Line is.
Well, and you can make it anywhere that's coastal now. You find your a boundary like I-10 or something like that, that's fine because – because if you look at it, I-10, it goes all the way up there with going through Mississippi and the Biloxi Marsh and all that. They have the same problem. Delacroix has the same problem. The people in the West have the same problem because after we talked about it on the radio, a few of them got in touch with me. So I urge everybody that is north, south of I-10 to actually make comments on this and because it's cutting us out of, half of our duck season is gone because we can't hunt. Yeah. Doesn't make any sense.
Well, hopefully we'll get some action and maybe some people will write letters, send emails, or maybe go there. Like I was talking to Darryl, they hold these commission meetings at the worst times. Early morning on weekdays.
Tuesday how many people?
Yeah, it's my job, so I sat through the whole several hour meeting, but for people who make a living and got to work, why don't they hold some of these in the evenings, where people
can. I wanted to go in the
I guess they don't want people. I guess they don't want people to show up. They'd rather not have them.
They're at work, too. You got to hand them that. They're at work, too. They want to go to work and get out. They don't want to work in the evening. You can't hardly blame them for that if you look at their side of it, realistically. But you have to do your job and worry about all the people, not some people that – the same thing with the youth hunt. Well, our water's not in yet. We don't want to have an early youth hunt. You're not worried about the youth. You're worried about you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm very, very disappointed because I thought that was a shoo-in because they all agreed upon it. They all agree that there's a reason. But then you take a survey and you don't send it to the people. I didn't get it, and I looked hard, like I said. I never saw it. And nobody I know saw it. That's the worst thing. All the people that's affected by it never saw the dang thing. Wow, there got to be a better way.
Yeah. I tell you, we need a better selection of commissioners. There were only five of them out of the seven that showed up, and there was really these two very, very important issues, that in the Menhaden industry, and one of them actually fell asleep. And, you can't. How can you be in charge of setting protocol and policy and you fall asleep or you don't have a single question? Not one question came from the commissioners on that study that took at least an hour and a half to present. Just tons and tons of data and information, and I think that it was just over their heads and they just fell asleep and didn't even get involved.
That's because you're putting politicians and people in a place that sportsmen ought to sit. And some of them are sportsmen, some of them are there, but it's a political appointment, and I don't know why people want that job so much, unless it's a jumping board to do something else, or some kind of prestige. But it's not getting the job done. When I go watch them and they ask you the weirdest questions, like you don't know anything about this, and you're asking questions that so mundane. And anybody that hunts and fish knows these questions, and they're sitting there asking them, and it's just. And then on this, the most important thing they got, the two most important things in Louisiana right now, and they don't ask questions. That makes no sense.
Yeah. No.
Well, I urge everybody, where do they comment on this? Because we have got to get a campaign going for people in the South to campaign comment on it.
Well, the next commission meeting, they can show up, or they can send simply an email and send it to the commissioners. Just go on their website, and they have contact information for each and every one of them, and can be sent to them, and maybe they'll take some action.
So if we go to the next commission meeting, are they going to vote on it then? Because usually they have their mind made up before that meeting ever starts.
Yeah, well, they didn't, they just got it. So at this point, it was the results, the biologist presenting the results of the survey to them. Say, here's what the people have said. Now it's up to you guys to make a policy and determine what we're going to do. So maybe if they get some other influence, one or two of them might step up and say, look, I've heard from so many people that are for this coastal and support this coastal zone. We really need to do it. And then, at least it'll come up for discussion. But from what I saw, it was, look, total disinterest. They said, okay, that's what we got, and then they just moved on.
I had one guy tell me, one guy that ran the duck operation for the state, and he says, well, when you make your living off of public resource, you have to take what you get. I said, wait a minute. It's not about me. It don't have nothing to do with me. I'm affected, but everyone is affected. It's not because I can't make money. I got plenty of money, and I like to duck hunt. I want to go duck hunting where there's water and ducks, and it's your job to make the seasons where I can do so. I mean, it's pretty cut and dry.
Yeah, I'm getting a ton of texts right now that people said they never got the surveys and the emails either.
Well,
so
all those people, we really need to have a nice write-in campaign. Be very nice, but tell them, I can tell you exactly what days you're going to have water and which days you're not. Pretty easy.
Why don't you draft that up, and you and I will get together, and we'll send them some information, or maybe I'll make a phone call to them and just discuss it with them.
So right now we have negative ties the 1st through the 6th of January, so you can hunt the 7, 8, 9,
Scratch
10,
that.
11.
Yeah.
11 goes negative again, and it goes all the way to the 21st. You can't hunt.
Right,
so you get
to
hunt the 23rd, 24th, and 25th, and the season's over. So we got about 7, 8 days we can hunt.
Well, hopefully we can get that changed because it is for a 5-year period, too, Ryan, we got to go, my friend.
All right, buddy. Well, we'll get
Thank
it out
you.
There. And hopefully, all right, we'll see you soon, bud.
All right, there he goes. Yeah, I got a trip down there, a hunt of a lifetime fishing trip. We're bringing a young 9-year-old down there in a couple weeks. All right, we'll be back to wrap it up right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, I'm rounding out with a couple of texts here. One says Louisiana might need to hire a new governor and 144 new state legislators. Another says I live in Pearl River, never saw the survey in my emails. Bo Louie and Destrahan, he didn't get a survey. Here's one that says I buy my license and stamp for years. I didn't receive it either. Where can we send comments for North and South Zone changes? That's Phil and Thibodeau. Department of Wildlife and Fisheries website. Look under the commission or the administration and their email addresses for them. Mike Benz, Delico Corporation, says he didn't get one, but he did see it from one of his lessees, and he's suggesting everyone needs to make a public comment. And finally, one says, Ryan Lambert's quote, I just want to go duck hunting where there's water and ducks. That's a T-shirt quote for sure. Maybe we'll see a T-shirt with that saying, I just want to duck hunt where there's water and ducks. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back to do this again all over next Saturday morning. We do it each and every Saturday, 5 to 7 a.m. Thanks to Chris Coleman for pushing all the right buttons at the right time. And we'll see you next week. Be safe out there on the water. And I'll see you on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.